Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you worship. We thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for bringing us once again before your presence and to share your word with us. We pray that our hearts shall be open to your word and the heavens shall be open unto us. Pray that your spirit will teach us some things today, and that our heart shall be filled, and our spirit shall be uplifted, our soul shall be encouraged, even as your word comes to us. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, you're welcome once again to Mount Zion Daily Devotion. It is our prayer that as the Lord blesses you with his word, may you be so kind to share it with as many people as possible. We're still on our journey about the abiding presence of the Lord. God assured Joshua that he will always be with him. And just as he was with Moses, so shall he be with him. And our focus this month of July have been a study on God's presence. This morning, our topic is that there is joy in his presence. There is joy in his presence. Anytime you find yourself in God's presence, anytime you find yourself in his abiding presence, one of the blessings that you experience is what we call the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy is a very interesting word. And sometimes we misuse the word of joy. But we want to take a closer look at the word joy, and we also dig into the scriptures. So let me read one very important scripture. It talks about our focus this morning. When we read Psalms 16 verse 11, the King James Version says, "Thou will show me the path of life." The Lord will show you the path of life. That is one of the blessings you have when you come before his presence. "Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." So this very simple singing scripture gives you revelation into some of the blessings that you stand to benefit when you stay at the presence of the Lord. It talks about the fact that the Lord will show you the path of life. The path of life is a very complex one. Sometimes you think you need to go to the north, but it may be to the south. But you have the advantage of knowing or being revealed to regarding your path of life when you abide under the presence of the living God. And not only that, you also experience the fullness of his joy at his presence. The fullness of the joy, which is the topic we are discussing this morning. Then beyond the joy that you experience at his presence, you also experience the pleasures in God. That is the goodness, the goodness of God. The Bible says at his right hand, everybody gives with the right. God gives with the right. So what God gives to you at his presence is what he refers to as pleasures forevermore. the goodness of God he gives unto you. So this morning, as you abide under his presence, let these three blessings be upon your mind. God will show you things concerning the path of your life. God will cause his joy, his gladness to be rekindled in your spirit. And God will also grant you pleasures forevermore. Amen. So I'll talk about the word joy. It has been misused severally. And sometimes we take happiness for joy. But joy and happiness are not one and the same. If we study the Bible closely, in the Old Testament, there are different Hebrew words, actually 25 different Hebrew words that have been used for, that have been translated as joy in English. And there are 10 Greek words in the New Testament that has also been translated as joy. For altogether, there are 150 references to the word joy in the Bible. So it's a great word, and we need to understand what the Bible means by joy. Joy from the biblical point of view is different from happiness. Happiness is basically depends on the happenings around you. Okay? So when something good happened to you, you become happy. But joy is not like that. Joy can be defined as gladness in God, gladness in the Lord. That is what joy can be defined to. Even though most people give it a meaning like happiness, contentment, or delight. They are all defined as if joy is emotional. Okay? But joy will be understood, the word joy will be understood more when you consider the source of these emotions. It is aptly described as an emotion that springs from God himself. Okay, one theologian described joy as a distinct Christian word, according to him. And says it is a Christian thing, meaning joy is connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just what happens around you, but what comes from within your spirit, because Christ has made it possible. So according to him, according to Minister S.D. Gordon, joy is a distinct Christian word, and it is a Christian thing. He says it is the reverse of happiness, for happiness is the result of what happens around you. But joy has its springs deep down inside your spirit, and that spring never runs dry, no matter what happens around you. So joy does not depend on what happens around you. Meaning you can be going through stress and still be joyful, because it flows from within. It's like a spring that flows from deep within you, and it's generated by the Spirit of Christ. So you say this spring does not run dry, no matter what happens. And it is only Jesus that gives joy. He had joy. Jesus is full of joy, and he can give joy, and that joy flows in your spirit. So whilst happiness happens to us because of what happens around us, joy comes from within, and it comes from our connection with Christ Jesus, our Lord and personal Savior. He's the one who gives us joy. And so when you read the book of Galatians, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. So joy is generated by the Holy Spirit himself. Hallelujah. And the Bible is telling us that it is at the presence of the Lord that we experience the fullness of joy. At the presence of the Lord, we experience the fullness of joy. So our connection and our abiding at his presence make sure that the joy of the Lord flows towards us every day. And we need the joy of the Lord to keep us going. Amen. Because life sometimes becomes very hard, very difficult, very challenging. And what we need is that inner strength that God provides. Inner strength that God provides. Because the Bible says, the joy of the Lord granted strength. The joy of the Lord releases strength into our inner man. Amen. So that as we abide in his presence, and as his joy well up in our spirit, the strength of the Lord comes to us, and we are able to go through the challenges that we go through. This morning, I pray for you, receive the joy of the Lord from the presence of Jehovah God. And let this joy bring the strength of the Lord to you, irrespective of the circumstances and the challenges that you are going through today. May the joy of the Lord flow to you, even as you abide by his presence. Hallelujah. Psalm 21 verse 6 declares that surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Surely you have granted me unending blessings and made me glad with the joy of your presence. Surely the Lord has granted you unending blessings, and he has made you glad with the joy of his presence. So at his presence, the Lord will grant you unending blessing, and he'll cause you to be filled with a gladness that comes from the joy of his presence. Amen. So just as Minister Gordon explained, joy is intrinsically connected or flows from the Lord, the joy of his presence. And that joy brings gladness. That joy brings strength into your life. It's a spring that never runs dry. It flows as much as you abide under the presence of the living God. And as you abide at his presence, his joy fills you. He fills you with the joy of his gladness. And he fills you with unending blessings. Hallelujah. May you experience this blessing this morning, even as the joy of the Lord flows to you in his presence. Proverbs 8:30 declares that, then I was constantly at his side. Did you hear that? I was constantly at his side. That's why our focus for this month is God's abiding presence. When you decide to constantly abide by the Lord's side, what will happen? It says,
I was filled with delight day after day. The Lord will fill you with delight day after day, rejoicing always in His presence. Amen. So when the joy of the Lord fills you, you begin to rejoice. Your emotions will turn around. Everything about you will be full of rejoicing. So when the psalmist decides to be to stay constantly at his side, abide constantly at his presence, he was filled with delight day after day. And he was rejoicing always in his presence. Beloved, there is joy in the presence of the Lord. And you need joy. Joy is better than happiness. Happiness comes once there's a good thing happening. And you may not experience a good thing happening every day, but even in the midst of your most difficult challenges, you can rejoice. You can open your mouth and declare that this thing is working together for my good, because there is an inner spring of joy that flows from the Spirit of Christ. His abiding presence with you that fills your heart, even though your mind will be turning around, your heart will be speaking and declaring that yes, the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. He will fight this battle for me. The Lord is my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You can only make this declaration when joy is working in your hearts. And that joy comes from the Lord. And that joy comes from the Spirit of Christ who abides with you. And as you decide and make it a point to stay at His presence, the joy of the Lord, the gladness in the Lord, hey, will be working with you. And your life will be filled with strength, no matter what the challenges and the difficulty. I want you this morning to be conscious of this blessing in the presence of the Lord. The blessing called the joy of the Lord. And may you cultivate it. How do you cultivate it? By activating God's presence. Hallelujah. And how do you activate God's presence? You come before His presence in prayer. You activate His presence in worship. You activate His presence by lifting up a song that stirs up your heart. There are songs that you sing, having response. And God's presence is activated. Activate His presence by determining to walk in righteousness, in holiness. Activate His presence by determining and purposing in your life to always get closer and closer to God. Open your heart unto Him. And as you continue to abide in His presence, His joy, the gladness in the Lord shall fill your heart. And that will bring you spring of strength and grace and divine ability to go through your day. Child of God, may the joy of the Lord fill your life today. May this joy bring you strength. Even the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you begin to thank the Lord for the joy in His presence? Joy in His presence. Joy in His presence. The Spirit of Christ bear a fruit of joy in us. It's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And as you go through your life today, the Lord has come to remind you that in His presence there is fullness of joy. There is pleasures at His right hand. There is goodness, goodness. There is favor. Let this joy take over your heart and even flow to your mind. Let your whole life be filled with the joy of the Lord. And let the joy of the Lord bring you strength and turn around every negative situation. I pray for you, child of God, that this morning, as you set out of your house or wherever you find yourself, may the joy of the Lord that abounds in his presence be your portion. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. May you experience the fullness of joy in his presence. Hallelujah. And may you also experience pleasures even at his right hand. And as the joy of the Lord take over your life, may God reveal to you the path of life, even in his presence. I declare you blessed, empowered by the joy of the Lord, no matter what kind of situation that is confronting you. I speak and declare that let there be a release of the joy of the Lord into your circumstance, into your situation, even as we all activate his presence through prayer, through worship, through meditation of his word. And may his joy fill you with every strength that you need to go through life today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, if you are sick somewhere, lay your hand where you are sick. For it has been declared that in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. And God brings out great blessings, even at his presence. And one of them is healing. Therefore, allow God to touch you. Allow God to touch you. I pray for you, beloved, in the name of Jesus. May the healing power and virtue of Christ flow into your body. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive divine healing. May that which is written concerning you, that by his stripes you are healed, be activated. A curse, every sickness, every disease, I destroy its source. I command it to die by its root in the name of Jesus. And be healed and made every whit whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Begin to exercise your faith. Do what you could not do. Rise up from the sick bed and begin to walk, for the Lord has injected you with his word. And his word has come to heal you. And healed you totally. In Jesus' name. Amen. And finally, we do not end our broadcast without giving you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. We want you to also experience the joy that comes only from his presence. It is different from happiness. He may be happy, but not joyful. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit, and it belongs to the righteous. It comes to those who are born again. Why not lift up your two hands? Or lift up your one hand and make this confessional prayer with me. Say, Father, I believe Jesus died for my sins. And as a sinner, I come to him and I lay my sin at his feet. Dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I know you will raise for my justification. Today, I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. I pray that you come into my life and make me your own forever. If I pray this prayer, we declare that the heavens had responded and the angels are rejoicing, because one soul has been born into God's kingdom. Your life has been born again, and you've been joined to the family of Jesus Christ, our Lord. All you need to do, these few things will help you to consolidate your new position in Christ Jesus. First and foremost, join a Bible-believing church and fellowship there with them. That becomes your family in Christ Jesus. Number two, let them baptize you in water, just as Jesus instructed us. Number three, let them pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. You need this second encounter with the Holy Spirit. He will fill you, he will empower you, and he will help you to live the Christian life successfully. And fourthly, subject yourself to discipleship class. Let them teach you the word of God until you grow and become matured in Him. May the Lord establish you, and may you never, ever walk back to this world. In Jesus' name, we pray for you. Amen. Shall we share the benediction? May God's presence overwhelm you and your family, and may He surround you with joy. May the joy of the Lord, the gladness in the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy that flow from the Spirit of Christ within you, take over your life, and may He fill you with divine strength and energize you to go through whatever challenge you have in life. May you be filled with joy. May your children be filled with joy. May your family be filled with joy. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, true and true. In Jesus' name, we declare you blessed. Amen.